Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables. Because they look, but do not see, and hear, but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it and to hear what you hear but did not hear it.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Did you know that every time you see a priest, you get a glimpse of the kingdom of God? Now, I don't mean that in the sense that priests are especially handsome, or even very heavenly looking, or even have charming personalities. Some clergy can be curmudgeons. But I mean it, rather, in the sense that they have detached themselves from earthly property and persons, so that they can attach themselves to the promise of the heavenly kingdom. Priests let go of people. We are not typically married to anyone. And we let go of places. We are frequently transferred from one place to another, so that we cling tightly to the kingdom of God, because that's all we have left. Celibacy is simultaneously a summons to live like Christ, who had no place to lay his head, and also a sign of the coming kingdom, where love will know no limits set by people or by place. If you study the scriptures seriously, you'll begin to discover that this has been God's intention from the inception of the world, to expand humanity's comprehension of people and place, to finally embrace the whole cosmos. In Genesis chapter 15, God promises Abraham two things: land and descendants, a place and a people, who would eventually be as numerous as the stars of the sky. Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. Scripture shows how God then sets out to stretch his people's minds to encompass a series of covenants. First, he begins with a couple, Adam and Eve. Second, it grows to a family in Noah. Third, it grows to a tribe in Abraham. Fourth, it becomes a nation in Moses. Fifth, it becomes a national kingdom in David. And finally, it becomes an international kingdom in Jesus Christ. Try to think of each covenant of people and place as a concentric circle that begins small with a couple, Adam and Eve, but extends and eventually encompasses the entire cosmos, everyone and everything. This explains why Jesus established the Catholic Church. Catholic means universal, as a worldwide family, embracing all existence, even heaven and earth. Priests who are detached from people and place are really attached to God's kingdom, attached to the widest circle of God's all-embracing love. This highlights the peculiar problem of using parables, by the way. When the disciples asked Jesus why he speaks to the people in parables, our Lord answers cryptically, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted." The parables use homely examples of farming and fishing, of weddings and wine, to slowly stretch the people's comprehension of the kingdom beyond people and place called Israel to the whole world. In other words, the chosen people and the promised land was always supposed to include eventually everyone and every place. Conveying that message was the purpose of the parables. But the people's minds could not catch the deeper meaning. Celibate apostles themselves, without a people or a place, would be Jesus' last parables on two legs, set out all over the world. Parables and priests serve the same sacred strategy, to be signs of the love at the heart of the kingdom. That is also why many people misunderstand both parables and priests. Today, ask yourself, how wide is the circle of my love? God slowly taught his people to love like he does by widening their hearts through six concentric covenants. Which lesson of love, which covenant circle are you currently on? Is your love primarily and principally like that of Adam and Eve, only wide enough for a couple? Teenagers or young people who are dating seem to live this way. Their world is populated by only two people. Maybe you are on the second level of love, like Noah, and you love your immediate family, but not your neighbors. Perhaps you've graduated to the third lesson of love, and like Abraham, care for your whole clan. This is why so many people are fascinated by their genealogies. They love their genetic family. Have you moved on to the fourth and the fifth levels of love? And like Moses and David, love your country and nation. This is the root of all healthy patriotism. But don't stop there. You haven't finished God's school of love yet. The final circle of love leaves out no one and no place. It is universal and therefore Catholic. God's love is literally Catholic. This is the root reason that our Pope Francis and our Bishop Taylor are questioning the growing nationalism all over the world. While nationalism may make sense from a political and even practical perspective, it makes little sense from a scriptural and a spiritual sense. Nationalism should not make sense to Christians. Why? Well, because the problem is our love is too limited to a particular people and to a peculiar place in nationalism. And God's love is not limited like that. Until the end of time, when Jesus returns in glory, both parables and priests will continue to be a mystery. The mystery of the kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ.